Hams and Regina there, have an eye to eye, face to face, so that was nice. And now I can put faces to call signs, so yeah, it's awesome. So had a really good day actually overall with the results of my eye exam, and glad everything that way went well. So we've been Michelle's been kind of sick here too this past week. She's been off work, too sick to go to work there. So doctor wrote her up a note and stuff on Wednesday, I believe it was. So gave her some penicillin and antibiotics and stuff. So hopefully it doesn't last much longer for her. So other than that, that's what's happening here with me too. So VA3HRY, V5RJM.
Yeah, VE5IJM, VA3HRY returning. Yeah, I hope she, I think you said your wife's name was Michelle. Hope she gets better soon. Because it just sucks to be under the weather. and your drive being a long drive. I was wondering how long was it? How many hours? Because I'm thinking about this summer going up to, going up to a place called the Bruce Peninsula for a hike where I've been before and done hikes up there. It's just awesome terrain to explore. But it's about a 6-hour drive, so I know that my stamina is a lot less than it was last year, so that's a concern with me. But I'll take it easy, and hopefully I won't have any problem. And very good on your eye, Randy. That can be a concern, but that was good news. Excellent. So, yeah, maybe you could tell me how long was the drive, VA3HRY, back to you.
Yeah, VA3HRY, VE5RJM. Yeah, well, it's only 2.5 hours, so, but with my back issue, it's unbearable. Sometimes you feel every little bump, every little one. What a normal person would think is a smooth ride, I find it a rough ride. And, of course, I get a jolt every time there's a little bigger bump, so. So yeah, it's just one of those things. So I was medicated coming home. Going up there, I wasn't so much. I just took one of my painkillers and made it okay that way. My second driver doesn't like driving in the city, so I drove in the city and all that sort of thing. And then he took over on the way back. So yeah, and then traffic was quite high here. Well, not as high as you probably are aware over your way there with the 401, but high for us here. So yeah, it's tough, you know, when you're coming back with all those headlights glaring in your eyes and stuff like that. So, but yeah, we didn't get home until about 8 or 8:30 last night. Everything was dark and stuff like that, and yeah, Michelle is my wife's name there, so, and hopefully today she's got she keeps improving there and gets over what she's got there. She's got strep throat there, I think, is what they think it is, so, but, yeah, so I don't know, she picked it up maybe at work or something or whatever, I don't know. But anyways, it was one of those things. So, do you know anything about what happened yesterday there? People have been telling me that there was a crash on the system yesterday about 5 o'clock our time. So that would be, what, about 6 o'clock your time, 7? I don't know. But did you hear anything about that there, Henry? Over.
I thought I heard a key up there. I don't know if it wasn't a crash. It was, if we're talking about the same thing, it was a carrier. And I think it was sent by, I made a note of it because it was a VE1 November Whiskey Charlie-R, an Echolink repeater. That's, if I read the dashboard correctly, that's where it was coming from. But so I really don't know a whole lot about it, if that's what we're talking about. But it kept going and going, and it was intermittent. It was like a screeching sound, so it wasn't intentional. It was a malfunction. But is that what you're talking about, Randy? Over.
Yeah, that might have been what it was. Could have been something like that. And, well, it timed out all our systems here. So in Saskatchewan here, and they called it here in Saskatchewan a crash. So nodes were timing out and disconnecting and stuff like that. I haven't looked at the logs yet, so I plan on doing that this morning and seeing what I can find there. So... but that definitely would have could have done it there, for sure. If we were connected, do you know if we were connected at that time? I can check that too, I guess, when I look at the logs. But yeah, it's it was a disruption there, I guess. And was somebody able to correct it fairly quickly there, or did it go on and on for like half an hour or more? Over.
Yeah, VA3HLI returning. It was intermittent. Sometimes the carrier would go on for minutes at a time, and sometimes only for a few seconds. And this, the whole pattern went on for quite some time. So yeah, it would throw everything into chaos. I think you were connected, if I remember correctly, looking at the dashboard. I did see your call sign there. In fact, oh, I already deleted it. I took a screenshot as it was transmitting the carrier so I could send it to Emil. But Emil was busy yesterday, and I didn't want to disturb him. So he wasn't aware of what was going on. yeah, this went on for quite some time. Over.
Yeah, Roger. Well, that's why we need more people looking after the system there as monitors. You know, it just happened that, Emil was busy and I was busy. I was gone all day yesterday and I couldn't do nothing, or I wasn't even aware of it. If somebody would have texted me or something, that would have been a different story. I could have logged on and looked after it, but nobody, because I got everything. I got access on my phone for all of it, so I can minister, you know, if there's a problem or whatever, when it's happening. So maybe take a note of that next time there, Henry, there, if you notice something like that, and email's busy or whatever, just go ahead and text me there. I'm kind of one of those guys that looks after it but doesn't really, usually if there's an issue or whatever, I'll disconnect sometimes the one that's causing the problem, or I will just disconnect our own and let Emil handle the Canada Hub. So it depends on the day, I guess. So it just happened that both of us weren't on the air and we didn't know what was happening. So like I said, you could have texted me at 5 o'clock. We were on our way back already, So I could have very well logged on and rectified the issue there. So, I'm glad we all made it through the day. And night, I guess, so. What else can I tell you? That's enough, I guess, for right now. Just enjoying my cup of coffee here, Henry. And I'm glad that you're getting better there with your flu that you might have had, or bug or whatever, virus or whatever that you got. So, cases like that, I like to stay away from the grandkids and stuff and all that when there's somebody sick in the household. So, that was all right. My granddaughter went through quite a procedure yesterday, I tell you. I don't know. I have to see how she's doing today. She was visiting the dentist there yesterday, and kind of been on my mind all day yesterday how she was doing. But they ended up doing a fair bit of work in her mouth, and she's got some kind of contraption in there now with wires and chains, and they call it, and that she's got a problem with some of her teeth, and they're rectifying it. One was really bad because it was growing on the side instead of pushing outward the other teeth beside it. So, they had to do basically a surgical procedure there. So she's got one more yet to go through yet in about a month's time, end of March here. So, I got to see how she's doing today. She couldn't talk yesterday, so. VA3HRYV5RJM.
I don't know what that was. VA3HRYV returning. Randy, it doesn't seem fair when children have to go on a chair like that, does it? I've got two granddaughters, and they've both been there. And it seems like today there's more dental work needed than 100 years ago, or maybe they're just more aware of that kids and adults need more dental work than we really did. But it's unfortunate. I feel for my granddaughters when they have to go to the dentist. It doesn't seem fair to them. Randy, I was able to restore, I went into my trash, and I was able to restore the screenshot that I had deleted. And if you want it, I can send it to you. However, I don't have your number. If you want to send me an email with your number, I can do that, because I prefer to do everything over text. Email is fine, but if you're comfortable with text and giving me your number, I can do that over.
Yeah, I can do a little bit later here. I can do that, so not a problem there. And I know I prefer one to the other. I like text messaging, basically messenger or text messages. I like them because you know what's happening right away. I don't always check my email. I get a notification, but I usually miss them or I just move on. And I check my email usually first things in the morning, and of course this morning's kind of everything's disrupted for me, so I'll get back on schedule with that. But checking my email is usually one thing I do first thing in the morning, and then I don't usually check it until maybe in the afternoon I will, but sometimes not until the next morning. So, it's kind of my secondary or third kind of looking at messages. So, yeah, I could get something delayed. And If I know I'm, or if I'm expecting an email, that's a different story. I'll monitor it a little bit closer. But yeah, usually that's the case for me too. So I understand. Anyways, it's all good. And yeah, I'll send that information to you there. I think I've got your email there. So if not, I'll look it up on QRZ there. I imagine it's good there. So.